Good evening. We dedicate tonight's shiur to Yehuda ben Ita Esther. May he be found safe, healthy, and we should hear only good news. This week's parasha is Parashas Pinchas, always read in the month of Tammuz. Pinchas is the eighth parasha of Sefer Bamidbar. And that connects Pinchas to Shmini. The concept of Shmini is mentioned in previous years, which is the number that is associated with Lamaila min HaTeva. This is a world of seven. La'asid Lavai, as the Gemara says in Erechin, Kinar shel Moshiach shel Shmoina Nimin. The harp of Moshiach will have eight strings. As the Maral explains, Klei Yoker and Parshas Shmini, Truvas HaRashba, how you do about this, that the number eight is L'mayla min HaHekef, L'mayla min HaTeva. Pinchas is Begematria eight times Hashem's name, eight times Yudke Vavke. As the Svarim tell us, Yaakov is seven times Hashem's name, Yosef is six times Hashem's name, Pinchas is eight times Hashem's name, like Yitzchak. Yitzchak, Pinchas is Begematria Yitzchak, also eight times Hashem's name. Yitzchak was the first to be circumcised at the age of 8 days old. Mila is the eighth mitzvah given after the seven mitzvahs, six given to other Marishim, the seventh given to Noach. Mila was the eighth mitzvah given to Avraham Avinu, because a Yid is connected to the number eight. A Yid has Olam Haba. Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lohem Chelek, La'olam haba. Olam haba begins with Shmini. It starts with Shmini and it goes to Asiri. As the Gemara there in Erechin tells us that the harp of Mashiach is eight strings and the harp of Olam haba is ten. Alei Osor, as we say Friday night, Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, which is the Yom Shekulei Shabbos of Menucha L'Chayei Olamim, which is after the year 6000, Elif HaShvi'i, where there it says Alei Osor. And the connection to this parasha and to the month that we're in, Tammuz, is as follows. Pinchas was zeichet to something which, l'cha'ira, the way it seems in Chumash, till now, no one was zeichet to. Pinchas is zeichet to eternal life. Pinchas is zeichet to receive his olam haba already here. There were many tzaddikim of whom the Gemara says, olam chatira v'chayecha, or as the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Shloisha Hit'iman Me'ein Olam Haba Ba'olam Hazeh, a taste of Olam Haba in this world, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Bakol Mikol Koil. Pinchas, as it seems here, already enters into that stage. And that's the Yud in Pinchas. The Zohar tells us that Pinchas was written without a Yud. It's a very difficult Zohar, because the two times that it says Pinchas before this, in the previous parasha, it says Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar with a Yud. In Parashas Va'era, where he's mentioned for the first time, it says Vayelazar ben Ahara in Lakach Loi Bivnois Putiel Loi Le'isha Bateled Loi Es Pinchas. It says it with a Yud. There are some times that it says it without a Yud, but the Zohar says that Pinchas merits, receives the letter Yud in his name as a result of what he does here. Because of his Mesiras Nefesh, of what he did in killing Zimri and Cosby, he is zeichet to the letter Yud. Says the Tzvila Tzadik, the Bluzhev, the Tzvila Tzadik writes at the beginning of his Perush on this week, where he elaborates about the letter Yud, and he says that the letter Yud refers to the extra yud in the word Vayitzer Hashem Elokim as Ha'odom, as it says in Parashas Bereishis. When Hashem created the world, when He created the animals, it says Vayitzer with one yud. When He created Adam, it says Vayitzer with two. Vayitzer Hashem Elokim as Ha'odom, Ofer min Ha'adam. So there Rashi says the two yuds tell us that there were two creations, Shtei Yitziros, Yitzira La'olam Hazeh. There's a creation for here and there's a creation for the future. Adam already had the potential. When Hashem made his body, he made his body as such that had he not eaten from the Eitz Hadas, he never would have died. But that's why there's two yud. So the yud here, clearly, extra yud, refers to Tchiyas HaMeisim. We know, too, that Rashi tells us also in Bereishis that Olam Haba was created with the letter yud. This world was created with the letter hey. As it says in the Pasuk, it's really a Pasuk Mefurosh. Eile soil dois hashamayim v'ho'oretz behi bora'om. And there's a small hey in the word behi bora'om, a hey ze'ira. And the reason why it's small is to stress that it's like as if it was written behei bora'om. And besides the literal interpretation, when he created them, the small hey indicates also something else, that Hashem created the world with the letter hey. As Rashi says here, quoting the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Shenemar beko Hashem tzur oylamim. We say it every day in Uvolet Zion. What does beko Hashem tzur oylamim mean? And with the letters yud hey of Hashem's name, he created two worlds, oylamim. Bebeiz oisiyos halol ushal Hashem yotzar shnei oylamim. And says Rashi, the pasuk here teaches us the hay is what he created the world with, and all the midrashim would explain why. And olam haba nivra biyud. So olam haza was created with the letter hay. This world is hay. Olam haba is yud. And the interesting thing is that here in this parasha, the yud in Pinchas, in many texts, not every chumash has it, but in many Messiahs, it says that it's a yud ze'ira, like the hey ze'ira in the word behi bara'om, that indicates that the world was created with the letter hey. Here there's a yud ze'ira. Yud is small as it is, but this is a yud ze'ira. Some say it's to tell us that Pinchas did not become haughty even after Hashem praises him. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen, Heshev Eschamosim, Al B'nai Yisrael, and so on. He remained humble. That's the small yud. Says the Tzvila Tzadik that the yud in the word Pinchas indicates that Pinchas becomes Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu Hanavi, who it says like Ta'am Misa Ukavura, Eliyahu who doesn't die. Pinchas never died. There's no recollection. There's no pasuk that says anything about Misas Pinchas or Eliyahu. There are different interpretations of what that means exactly. Not going into that now. But the Tzvila Tzadik brings down another interesting Zohar. And the Zohar, he quotes there, says that after Pinchas killed Zimri, he died. He did die. He died because he went into shock after he saw what he did. I guess he was all bloodied. He wasn't able to take blood that well. That's exactly the point there. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKoyen. He takes after his grandfather on his father's side, his paternal grandfather, not his maternal grandfather. The Shvatim, it says, Rashi brings here, will mevazeh him that he's a grandchild of Yisroi, who was cruel, pitei magolim, la'avoydus kechovim, b'harag nos yishevet miYisrael. So they claimed that he enjoyed this. This is his character. This is his family trait. This is what his grandfather used to do. He was a cruel person before he became a ger. So Pinchas enjoys killing. The Torah tells us just the opposite. This was against his nature, totally. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKoyen. He takes after his grandfather Aharon, of whom the Mishnah tells us was the Oyev Shalom and the Roidev Shalom and the Oyev is Habriyos, the Makarev, a person who couldn't hurt a fly. That was Pinchas. For Pinchas, this was the most difficult act that he ever performed. Especially, as we know, Zimri was way older than him. Zimri was probably about 200 years old. According to Chazal, Zimri is Shlumiel ben Surishadai, the Nasi of Shevet Shimon. And Zimri, according to Chazal, is also Shol ben Akhenatis. They're all the same person. If you learn the Gemara literally, not everyone learns it that way. But if you learn the Gemara literally, Chamisha Shemais Nikruulai, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, one of them was Shol ben Akhenatis. Shol ben Akhenatis is Shimon's son. So that means that he was from the 70 who came down to Mitzrayim, you're talking about. So do the math. He's quite old. He's older than Moshe Rabbeinu. And Pinchas was a young man. So for Pinchas, this was certainly difficult. Not only he's killing a Nasi of a Shevet, he's killing someone way older than him, killing two people. Pinchas went against his nature, and what he did was such an overwhelming thing that Pinchas passed away. That's what the Tzvila Tzadik brings down from the Zohar.
So he says, Hashem was mechayei meisim him. Hashem resurrected him, meaning Hashem gave him a new life, a life of tchias hameisim, which was from the letter yud. As Rashi tells us there in Bereishis, that this world was created with the letter hey, and the two yuds of vayitzer is that Adam was created as such that he could live in this world and live after tchias hameisim. So Pinchas already enters the world of tchias hameisim. And that's the yud in the word Pinchas. As we mentioned before, in the Olam Haba, Alei Osor, Kinar Shel Olam Haba Shel Eser Nimen. The Kinar, the harp, in Olam Haba has 10 strings. So Olam Haba is yud. Every yid, and one of the reasons that we are called yidden, we're called Jews, yid is yud. Every yid is a yud. Every yid has a chelek in Olam Haba. Kol Yisrael yesh lohem chelek le'olam haba. Every yid is connected to Hashem, whose name begins with a yud. Yud kei vav kei. Yisrael begins with a yud. And every yid, levilti yidach mimenu nidach, will be zeichet to tchias hameisim to olam haba, except for those that the Mishnah enumerates. Pinchas got there already. Pinchas was zeichet to olam haba here. And it's interesting that Rashi brings here that Pinchas deserved schar for what he did. Ra'a maisa v'niskar halacha, he saw an act that reminded him of the halacha. He was the only one, as we spoke about last week, who remembered the halacha of Habayil Aramis, Kanoi and Poiganboy. And Rashi brings from Chazal here, Bidin hu sheyitoil schoroi. He deserves reward. He deserves reward for what he did. We know the klal is that schar mitzvah b'hai al malecha. There is no schar in this world. Schar is in the next world. Yet, but that's the answer. Pinchas is now going into the next world. Pinchas is now experiencing olam haba. Pinchas, the yud in Pinchas tells us that Pinchas is already in olam haba. Olam haba doesn't have to mean, as the Rambam says, that it's something that's going to come later on. It already exists. It's just, we're not going to experience it until a later date, but it's already here. And for tzaddikim, that HaKadosh Baruch gives them a taste of it in this world, Hatimon Me'ein Olam Haba, that itself tells us that Olam Haba really exists now. It's just not given until later, except for those who get it here already. And Pinchas was already zeichet to it. Pinchas went against his nature, and therefore he deserved to be connected to Lamaila Min HaTeva. His teva was me. He was shy, meek, quiet, soft. So to do what he did was totally the ma'ala min ha-teva for him, which really is basically what we're all here for. As we read in the Tzetel Kotna of Rebbe Gemelech of Lezhensk, who writes that the whole purpose of why Hashem created the world, and says in all Sifrei Chassidus and all Sifrei Musar, the purpose why we're here is to break the teva. A person is here, the Lashon of the Rebbe Melech of Lezhensk is that every person is here to change his teva. He gives an Eitzah there to try for 40 days. If a person has the Midah of Atzlus, he should work on Zrizis for 40 days. If a person has Busha, that not proper Busha, he should do things for 40 days to try to eradicate that Midah and so on. 40 days to be Mevatel one's teva. That's what we're here for. We're here to go against our nature. We're here to be ma'abed, to be ma'hapech our midos, which every person is created like an animal, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, Adam ayir pere yivale. The person is born like a wild donkey, with midos rois, with a nefesh abahamis, and the purpose of all of it is that we should be ma'hapech, we should first elevate, we should try and change and turn around the nefesh abahamis, turn around the yetzer hara into a yetzer toiv. Eventually, that's the goal. Pinchas does that over here. Pinchas, by killing Zimri and Cosby, what Pinchas did over here is he went against his teva. He went totally against his teva. And therefore he was zeicha to enter into the world of Shmini, which is the world of Lamaila Min HaTeva. And from Shmini to Osir, that's the eighth parasha of Sefer Bamidbar, and the Yud in Pinchas tells us that he went even further. He went to Tchias HaMeisim, he went to Olam Haba. And therefore, Pinchas never dies. as the Targum Yonason writes, that he becomes the Malach Chai V'Kayam Eliyahu. Malach Chai V'Kayam Eliyahu was the Mevaser HaGeula Eliyahu Malach HaBriz. That's Pinchas, who enters into the world of Nitzchias, which is the world of Shemini, the world that every Yid would have entered on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, which is less than a week from now, this Shabbos is the Shabbos before Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. Shiva Asa B'Tammuz is be'emes a yomtif hachi gadol. Aaron said, Chag LaHashem Machar, tomorrow will be a yomtif, even though that year it didn't happen, but it will be a yomtif. Shiva Asar, Toiv. Toiv Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz. Toiv is 17. Toiv Tammuz is begematria Yehi Or Vayehi Or. The original Or that Hashem first created, the Or HaRishon, which is the Or HaGonuz, which was only hidden because Hashem saw that there will be Rishoyim, that Or would not have been hidden had there not been rishus, had there not been ra in the world, whether it's the Eitz Hadas, Toiv Ra, or Chet HaEgel, then that light at the beginning of creation would not have been hidden. And when would it have been revealed? On Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. Because Shiva Asa B'Tammuz was the day we were supposed to receive the Luchos. The Hamichtav Michtav Elohim Hu Chorus Al HaLuchos, as the Braisa in this week's Pirkei Avos in Parakinyan Torah quotes that pasuk. That's the pasuk that talks about the Luchos HaRishonos. And this week we're going to be reading that parak besides Parshas Pinchas, the last parak of Pirkei Avos. It's not really Pirkei Avos; it's a Braisa that was added to Pirkei Avos, the parak of Kinyan Torah, where there the Braisa quotes this pasuk talking about the Luchos HaRishonos, and there it says Al Tikri Choras Ela Cheirus. The Luchos Rishonos that were not given to us, had they been given to us, as the Gemara says in Erevin, there would have been no Golus, no Shibud, no Yetzahara, no Satan, no Malach HaMavis, no Misa. And we would have entered the world of Shemini on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. What Pinchas experiences here, Be'emes, every Yid would have experienced on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, if not for Shviras HaLuchos. The connection, therefore, to Shiva Asa B'Tammuz is tremendous. Because every year, but not every year does Pinchas fall out before Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. Many times it's the Shabbos after, but it's always in the vicinity of Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. So this year especially, we have this great Shabbos Parshas Pinchas, Pinchas Eliyahu Anavi Mevaser HaGeula, right before Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, hinting to us, and more than hinting to us, telling us explicitly, telling us straight out, that Shiva Asa B'Tammuz is Pinchas. Shiva Asa B'Tammuz is the day in which we were supposed to experience Nitzchius. That's why everything that we lost on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz was just the opposite. The Luchos, Bittel Karban Tamid. This Pasha talks about the Karban Tamid. In Pasha's Pinchas, it speaks about Oilas Tamid, Ashet Takrivuli B'moyadoi, B'moyadoi. We learn out from that Pasuk that Karban Tamid is Doicha Shabbos, it's Doicha Tumma. Tamid means always, constant, continuously. Tammuz was supposed to be the month in which we were supposed to experience Nitzchias, continuum, not without a break, no interruptions whatsoever. That's what Nitzchias means. Nitzchias means no interruption. The Chet HaEgel brought about the interruption. The unbelievable Madregas that we reached for 39 days were interrupted and will not be returned totally until Mashiach comes. In Parshas Pinchas, we see what that Madrega is. We see here the Karban Tamid, we see here Pinchas, and we end the Parsha with Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, which is the last Yom Tov mentioned here in Parshas Pinchas, as Svarim tell us, the 7 days of Sukkot correspond to the Bechina of Shvi, which is this world. This is a world of seven. This is the world of seven, a world of 7 days to the week, seven notes of music. Anyone who knows anything about music knows that there are only seven notes today. All the music we have today are all combinations from the seven notes. There are no more than seven notes. The next note is the next octave it repeats itself. There are only seven notes of music. So the 7 days of Sukkot correspond to this world, corresponding to the Shivim Shana, That's why we eat in the sukkah, which is diras arai, because the 7 days of sukkahs correspond to this world. This is only a temporary world. Mashenk and Shmini Atzeres, we go back into the house. That's kviyus. Shmini Atzeres is kviyus. Shmini Atzeres is olam haba. Shmini Atzeres is the world of the future. What Pinchas experiences here is what Shmini Atzeres is. So the connection between Parshas Pinchas and Shmini Atzeres and the beginning of the Parsha and the end is clear. The Parsha begins with Pinchas, ends with Shmini, Shmini Atzeres. Pinchas is the Malach HaBris. Eliyahu comes to every bris. Pinchas is b'gematria b'damayi chayi, which is what we say by a bris. The dam mila, which is blood of chiyus. It's not chas v'sholom like we say mali kotla kula mali kotla palga. It's the dam of chiyus. B'damayi chayi, and that's b'gematria 8 times Hashem's name. That's Pinchas. Pinchas is the one who attends every bris, which. The bris of a yid on the 8th day is what connects a yid to 8. What connects a yid to the number 8, what gives us olam haba, it starts at the bris. The bris is the initiation that enters us into the world of Shmini. The 8th mitzvah, given on the Yom HaShmini, attended by Pinchas. Pinchas was zoiche because he, what he did, atheotzar hamageifa, Pinchas stops the mageifa, Pinchas stops the plague, Pinchas stops the intermarriage, which is the hepech of bris. What Klal Yisrael fell at the end of Parashas Balak, vayeshev Yisrael bashitim, vayochel ha'om liznois el benois moyav znus, liznois, which leads to avodah zarah, lo yisusuru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem, is hepech habris. So Pinchas solidified by Pinchas by killing Zimri and Cosby, by Yar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Akoyan, by Yochum Mitoicho Eda, he rose to the occasion, by Yochum Mitoicho Eda, he was the only one who rose to the occasion. Even Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, crying at the Igris Iula Haber Pravanka, as the Gemara says, which Rashi quotes here, you're the one who remembered the halacha, so you should go ahead and do it. Haboyel Aramis Kanoyan Poiganboy. It's interesting that Moshe Rabbeinu should forget the halacha and Pinchas remembers it. In this respect, Pinchas is higher l'cha'ira than Moshe. Moshe is not zoicha yet to that madrega. Moshe Rabbeinu cannot go into Eretz Yisrael. The Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu is still not yet the bechina of re'iyah. As we mentioned many times, the Torah today is the bechina of shmiyah. It's a lower level compared to the Torah of La'osid Lavoi. La'osid Lavoi, it's Re'iyah, V'ro'u kol Basa Yachtov. Tochazi, as it says in Zohar. In Gemara, it says Toshma. So Nigla, the revealed part of the Torah, is the Bechina of Shmiyah. That's Torah's Moshe. Not to say that Chas V'Shalom, this is belittling Moshe. The Torah of Pnimius is also part of Torah's Moshe, of course. But in Olam Hazah, Moshe didn't reveal that. Moshe never did that here. Moshe will do that La'osid, Mashahoyu, Shayiyah. Mashiach is the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, as it says in Zayar. Atki Yavai Shila, Yishila is Begamatria Moshe, Yavai Shila is Begamatria Mashiach. Hai Nuhach. Moshe was a Levi, the Aruch Haim asked that question. So Moshe Rabbeinu now is not yet in the Olam Hashmini. V'horaya, Vayomos Moshe Ever Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu is not yet in the Olam Hashmini. Pinchas ra'a ma'isa v'nisker halacha. Pinchas sees, he sees, literally it means he sees what happened. He remembers the halacha, but perhaps we could connect this to what it says in the Sfarim that la'osid lavai, the Torah will be the bechina of re'iyah. Re'iyah, Pinchas saw the halacha, ra'a ma'isa v'nisker halacha. He actually saw the halacha be'enei basa. He was zeichet to the bechina of re'iyah, v'ro'a kol basa yachtav. And that's why Pinchas does not forget the effect that Shviras Haluchas had on the rest of Klal Yisrael, which as the Gemara says, Shviras Haluchas brought about Shikchas HaTorah. The only reason why it's possible to forget, which the concept of Shikcha is Hepech HaNitzchias, Shikcha, forgetfulness, is only because of Chet. Shikcha is only because of Shviras Haluchas. Pinchas did not forget. So Pinchas wasn't affected somehow by Shviras Haluchas. Pinchas remembers the halacha. Pinchas, therefore, is connected to the Olam Hashmini. And Pinchas is zaycha to the Yud in Pinchas, which connects him to Olam Haba. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen, Heshiv es Chamasi. Interesting expression the Pasuk uses here. Instead of saying that he removed the anger of Hashem, it says he returned the anger. Heshiv es Chamasi, Me'al b'nei Yisrael. Svarim say this means in the midst of the anger was in the midst of happening. The Midas HaDin had already come down to this world. People were dying. There was a plague. So Pinchas sort of sends the anger back. He says he sends the anger away. Heshev es Chamasi. The anger returns to where it came from. The Midas HaDin goes back to where it came from. Heshev es Chamasi me'al b'nei Yisrael. The Zohar tells us that Nadav and Avihu, after they died, they entered the body of Pinchas. Pinchas is the neshama of Nadav and Avihu. Pinchas ben Elazar now is ben Aaron HaKoyen. He now becomes Nadav and Avihu, who are the sons of Aaron HaKoyen. By Nadav and Avihu, it says that they were makriv eish zora asher loy siva oisam. They were makriv a strange fire that they were not commanded to bring. Pinchas did something here also which is not a command. The halacha of Boyal Aramis Kanoyan Poigenboy is not a tzivoy. In fact, you're not supposed to ask. As the Gemara says, if you ask, Beis Din will tell you not to do it. In Boli Molech, Ein Moirin Loi Kain. Halacha of Ein Moirin Kain. It's not a psak din. It's only if you're a Kanoi, like Pinchas was, if you have it in you, if you mean L'Shem Shomayim, true kanois is when it's L'Shem Shomayim. If you mean L'Shem Shomayim, you see a dover ra, and you can't handle it, you can't stand it. You're moyeis bera, oyav Hashem sinu ra. If you're a true oyav Hashem who hates ra, and that's why you're doing it, and you see an act that requires kanois, so only a person who's on such a madrega is allowed to go ahead and poigen boy, but we do not tell him to do it. So it's a halacha that's higher than a tzivui. It comes from where, as the Gemara says, mitzvahs betelus la'asid lavoi, there will be no mitzvahs. The Gemara says in Nida. So they told this Yaakov Yosef, Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, asks, how can we say such a thing? The Torah is a nitzchias, one of the 13 animamins. Zois ha-Torah lo'itahei muchlefes. Why could we say mitzvahs betelus la'asid lavoi? Says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, it means there will be no tzivuyim la'osid lavoi. There will be no need for any commands. Because everyone will be so oizga'arbit that we will do the Ratzon Hashem on our own without having to be told what to do. There will be no tzivuyim. That's why Nadav and Avihu were mistaken when they thought, and what day did they think that it was the Yom Hashmini? It was Vayihi by Yom Hashmini, the eighth day of the Miluim, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They thought that the world had already attained perfection. It was already the perfect world. It was the Olam HaTikun, as we spoke about then. And therefore they went ahead and they did it. Even though they weren't told to do it, they felt the fact that they wanted to do it meant that that's the Ratzon Hashem. There was a Bechina of Mitzvahs Petelus La'asid Lavoi. But in this world, that doesn't exist. So Vayomusu. Yet later, when Pinchas does his act here, which is also not a tzivoy, it's from those mitzvahs that it's not a tzivoy, so it's a bechina of mitzvahs betelus la'asid lavoi. Only someone who's holding on such a madrega that he can go on his own and do it, which is the bechina of la'asid lavoi, where there are no tzivuyim, can do such a thing. Who enters his body, as the Zohar says, Nadav and Avihu. Nadav and Avihu and Pinchas become fused together as one neshama, one person. Pinchas ben Elazar is ben Aharon HaKoyen. This we always read before we start, before the 3 weeks begin. Before the 3 weeks start, and every year it can go either way, either Chas V'Shalom, 3 weeks of Avelus, or Yehofchu Yomim Eilu L'Sasein L'Simcha. And every year we hope that this will be the year that Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av will be Yomim Tovim. Shiva Asa B'Tammuz will once again be what it was originally intended to be. Tammuz b'milua, if you spell the word Tammuz b'milua, it's b'gematria v'ayomer elekim yehi oir, also the concept of oir. Tammuz is really a month of oir, a month of light. A month in which we would have received the first luchais, we would have been zaycheh to the bechina of re'iya, where we would have seen everything with our own eyes. And that's why Tammuz, as it says in Sefer Yetzirah, himlech ois ches b're'iya. Tammuz was created with the letter ches, and Tammuz is the bechina of re'iya. Where do we see that in Tammuz? L'cha'ira, Tammuz is the opposite of ches. Tammuz is in the month in which we fell into this world, as mentioned many times. Tammuz stands for tachas makom uzman. After chet ha'egel, we had to subject ourselves to time and place once again. We were almost there. We were lamaylam and azman, lamaylam and amakom, and then because of chet ha'egel, back to normal life. Back to this physical world, back to the world of physics. No more Lamailam and Ateva, at least not for now. So Tammuz could have been the month of Lamailam and Ateva, but it didn't turn out that way. Nevertheless, as the Sefer Yetzirah writes, Tammuz was created with the letter Ches. Ches, which is eight. Ches is the Bechina of Shemini, the Bechina of La'asid Lavoi, and the mode of the month is the Pritzadik and the Shem Yishmuel, the Menei Yisoskar, all this form to talk about it, elaborate, is Re'iyah. That's Reuven. Every month is a different Sheva. Tammuz is Reuven. Yechi Reuven va'al yamois. That's the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gives to Reuven, that there shouldn't be any Misa. Because in Tammuz, because of Chet Ha'egel, once again, Misa was decreed. There would have been no Misa, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. And Yomarti Elohim Atem, Uvnei Elyon Kulchem, if not for Chet Ha'egel, everyone would live forever. Nitzchi is, like mentioned before, like Pinchas. That's what Tammuz was supposed to be. So Tammuz is really the month of Nitzchi. Tammuz is the fourth month of the year, which corresponds to the fourth sphere. Chesed Gevura Teferis Netzach. Tammuz is Netzach. Netzach is Yerushalayim, as the Gemara says. Va'netzach zu Yerushalayim. And yet in Tammuz, the wall around Yerushalayim was breached. Hufka ha'ir. That's not what was supposed to happen in Tammuz. In Tammuz, we were supposed to experience Va'ani ehyelo ne'um Hashem chaymas eish soviv. In Tammuz, we should really have experienced the eternity of Yerushalayim, the nitzchis of Yerushalayim, which is the ir ha'nitzchi. In Tammuz, we should have experienced the carbon Tammid in all his glory, Tammid, Tmidius, and all of the Luchos HaRishayim. Everything that we lost in Tammuz is really what we're supposed to receive in Tammuz. It's Kiyodua. Whenever we see a low period, a time that fell, only indicates how great that time really is. As we mentioned, what the Shem Shmuel says in the Sfasemis and others for him, that the 3 weeks are 3 weeks of Yom Tov, because those 3 weeks will be Yom Tov in the future. So these are 3 weeks of Yom Tov. But now we don't see it. Now it's Avelis. La'asid Lavoi, it'll be Yom Tov. But the potential is there. These are 3 weeks destined to be Yomim Tovim, La'asid Lavoi. 22 days of Yom Tov. Like in this week's parasha, we have the 22 days of Yom Tov. All the Yomim Tovim are in Parshas Pinchas. The Shabbos before the 3 weeks, we learn about all the Yomim Tovim. Because the goal is that we may be mehapech all the days beginning with Shavuos Batamas, which is the first day, the Aleph, till Tisha B'Av, which is the Tav. There are 22 letters in the Aleph base, from Aleph till Tav. Shavuos Batamas is the Aleph. That's the day that we lost the Luchos, which starts with an Aleph, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and Tisha B'Av starts with a Tav, Tisha. That's why in Eicha there are in every perek Psukim beginning with the 22 Oisiyos of the Aleph Beis, all 22, even the Nun, unlike in Ashrei where there's no Nun. Because since, as the Medrash says in Eicha, we violated the Chav Beis Oisiyos HaTorah, that's why in Eicha we talk about every letter of the Aleph Beis. Shmini Atzeres is the 22nd day of Tishrei. Nagila v'nismecha Bach. Bach is Chav Beis. Bach is the 22nd day of Tishrei, which is Shmini Atzeres, which corresponds, as the Marshah brings in Bechairis, it's a famous Marshah, the Sfarim quote, that all the 22 days of Tishrei from Rosh Hashanah till Shmini Atzeres correspond to the 22 days between Shavuos Batamas and Tisha B'Av. So Rosh Hashanah is connected to Shavuos Batamas, but Bavad Hashem, Oiri is Rosh Hashanah, Shavasa Batamas Ba'emis is, as we mentioned before, Toiv Tamas is Begematria, he or Vayihi or. Tisha B'Av corresponds to Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is when all the Yidden gather together. Kosha Olai Pridaschem, as Rashi quotes here from Chazal, Hashem wants us to stay one more day because it's difficult for him to see us scatter and disperse. Tisha B'Av was the day that we scattered and dispersed. So Tisha B'Av is the opposite of Shmini Atzeres. However, Be'emes, Be'pnimius, the 3 weeks from Shavasa B'Tamas to Tisha B'Av are higher than the days from Rosh Hashanah till Shmini Atzeres. Because B'Pnimius, these days are the Yomim Tovim of La'asid Lavoi. And this year, specifically, we get to read Parshas Pinchas before we start the 3 weeks. Not always is it like this. In a leap year, it's like it. Matos and Masai are separated. So Matos, Masai, Devarim are the actual Shabbosos during the 3 weeks, while Pinchas is the Shabbos before. Sheminei Mizborchen Kuli Yoimen, as the Zayar says. It's the Shabbos from which all the days that follow are blessed. So every day of next week is included in this coming Shabbos, in this parasha, in the parasha of the week that precedes the days that follow. So whatever is going to happen next week is already included in this Shabbos. And this Shabbos, the Shabbos itself, the parasha itself tells us what the 3 weeks are meant to be. They're meant to be Yomim Tovim, like the Yomim Tovim in this week's parasha. They're meant to be Mo'adim, which a Yom Tov connects us to Olam Haba. A Yom Tov connects us to Shmini. Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov are not days from this world. Shabbos is Me'en Olam Haba. Yomim Tovim are days that are associated with the future. Shabbos and Yom Tov, on every Shabbos and Yom Tov, a Yid in Olam Hazeh gets a taste of Olam Haba. Especially Shmini Atzeres, where the name of the Yom Tov itself is Shmini, that the Yom Tov itself takes us into the world of Shmini. And that's what Pinchas experienced. And if one asks, what does it have to do with us, practically speaking? It's nice to know that there was a person that was zeichet to such a madrega. But the emes is that every Yid can be zeichet to that. Every Jew, every one of us is here for a purpose. Whatever Pinchas had to go against his nature in order to be zeichet to his whatever he was zeichet to. Every Yid has to go against his nature. Every Yid has to work on his midos and his character traits. Every Yid has to be mahapech himself in order to be zeichet to yehavchu yamim eil l'sasein l'simcha. Just like Pinchas changed around his entire character in order to be able to do this, in order to be able to go ahead and save Klal Yisrael and do something which was totally against his grain. He went ahead and did it because it's the Ratzon Hashem, Vayikach Roimach Biyodoi, which he brought about, about Te'otza Amagei from Me'aldanei Yisrael. Every Yid also can accomplish the same thing on his or her level. The pasuk says, "Tachas asher kinei leloikov vayechaper al bnei Yisrael." It says a beloshen osid. It should have said, "Tachas asher kinei leloikov vechiper al bnei Yisrael." What does it say? Vayechaper loshen osid. Because what Pinchas did brought kapara to Klal Yisrael for in the future as well. The act of Pinchas was never ending. It's an act. It was a nitzchius dika act. He enters the world of Nitzchias. What he did brought about kapara for all future generations. That's why the Yud, again, the letter Yud indicates the future. Vayichaper, oz yoshir, sharloi nemer el yoshir, la'asid lava, Yud is la'asid lava. That's the Yud, that's the Yid. A Yid is connected to ten. Ten, that's the Aseres HaDibrois that were given to us, that were supposed to be given to us on the Luchais, on Shivasa Betamas, the Aseres HaDibrois. Aseres is Begematria, V'yasruach HaTuma A'avir. The Bechina of Aseres, the Bechina of Olam Haba, where there's no Ra. Every Yid has 10 Koichais HaNefesh. The world was created with Asora Ma'amorois. The purpose of why the world was created was because of the Aseres HaDibrois, which call out Torah Kula is Nichlal, and the Aseres HaDibrois, which brings us to Olam Haba, which was created with the letter Yud. That's the Yud over here in Pinchas. That's the Yud that every Yid really had. Every Yid is connected to this, except we get it in the future. Pinchas got it now. We would have got it now. We would have had it in this world too. But because of the Chatoyim, we have to wait until the time. Here, Pinchas receives it already. Pinchas has it. And the Shabbos before Shavuos HaBetamos, we're reminded of what Shavuos HaBetamos was supposed to be. You want to know what Shavuos HaBetamos was supposed to be? Look at Pinchas. That's what it was supposed to be. And yes, it could still be that way. And we could be zeicher this year that Shavuos HaBetamos will be nisapeh to such a yomtiv, which where we will experience Shmini Atzeres. The parasha also talks to us about Eretz Yisrael. This parasha is the parasha of Chalukas Ha'oretz, the Chalukah of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is also a land of 10 nations, Asara Amamim. As Rashi brings in Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu was promised really Eretz Eser Amamim, including the Keni Knizi Kadmoini, which is Amoin Moyav and Edoim, Keneged the Gimel Moichen, Keneged the three powers of intellect, Chochma Bina Da'as. So Eretz Yisrael is a land of 10 nations, which now we have 7. In the future we will have the other 3, which corresponds to the 3 weeks. As Reb Tzadik writes in Pri Tzadik, that there are 10 weeks between Shavuos HaBetamos and Rosh Hashanah. 3 weeks of sadness and 7 weeks of joy. These weeks correspond to the 10 nations. The 7 we already conquered, 3 we will conquer. But before we conquer, they rule over us. That's why the 3 weeks are weeks of sadness. We will conquer all 10, and those are the 3 that now are not ours, and then the 3 weeks become ours. The 3 weeks become Yomim Tovim. The 3 weeks then join with the other 7, and we have 10 weeks of Nechama instead of 7. 10 weeks of Nechama. 10 weeks of Sasayin V'Simcha, where the 3 weeks will be more joyous than the 10 weeks that follow. All of this now we're lacking because, as Chazal tell us, because of Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam is why we're in Golus. We're in Golus today for one reason only, and that is Sinas Chinam. Therefore, the Geula has to happen through Ahavas Chinam, through Achdus, which Baruch Hashem, today, there was a tremendous display of Achdus. It's kedai to mention it, Berabim, people listen in other parts of the world, to be Malamed Tzchus on Klal Yisrael before Shavuos HaBetamos, to see Achdus Yisrael again, once again, displayed, and hopefully it'll have a happy ending, where Jews from all walks of life, from different neighborhoods, different communities, come together for one Yid, because one Yid is an entire world. One Yid is Eser Koiches HaNefesh. And Hashem sees how we care about one Yid. Hashem hopefully will take the entire Klal Yisrael, bring the entire Klal Yisrael is now lost. We're all lost. Ta'isi kaseh oived ba'keish avdecha, as the pasuk says. Kim yihi enidachacha b'kzei ha'shamayim misham yikabetzcha Hashem alikecha u'misham yikochecha. Hashem sees Yidin going around, stopping whatever they're doing, giving up all their comforts and the heat, going all over to search for one Yiddish kind that's worth everything. And that's a chus we should all be zeicha, that Hashem should take every single Yid out of Golus, every single Yid. Lebilti Yidach Mimenu Nidach. We know that Midyan is the source. We mentioned this in previous years, just Bekitzer. Midyan is the source of all sinna. The Midyanim were Balei Machloikas. We see they only joined the whole fight because they enjoy fighting. Really, the war was with Moav. Midyan nisaber al riv loylohem, and therefore Hashem commands Moshe Rabbeinu, tsoroyer es hamidyanim vehikisem oisem kitzoyer. Fight Midyan. Get rid of Midyan. Get rid of sinner. Get rid of division. Get rid of machlokes. Get rid of all that Midyan stands for: din, hatred. And then you'll be zeicher to Pinchas Zeh Eliyahu. Then you'll be zeicher to the Geul. Then we'll be zeicher to Shmini, to the Bechina of Eilam Haba, Tchias Hamesim, to Yamim Tovim. All of that in the schus of eradicating Midyan, which is the source of all sin and all machlokes of Klalius. It all comes from Midyan. The Torah itself tells us this week exactly what to do, to be zeicher to all the great madregas that Pinchas was zeicher to. We should all be zeicher to all these madregas, and all of us should be in this Nisbasa Besuras Tovais. And b'zeicher to yehavchu yomim elu l'sasein l'simcha yomim toiv l'mayadim toivim, and experience all of this on Shavuos HaBetamos itself.